This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله we praise Allah we seek His aid and forgiveness we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and of our bad deeds whomsoever Allah guides none can misguide And whomsoever Allah allows to be led astray, none can guide aright. And I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted, and that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is his last messenger and servant. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah and die not except in a state of submission to him alone. O humanity, be mindful of Allah who created you from a single soul and from that created his mate, and from that scatters many men and women. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and do not cut off relations with your kin, with your relatives, Indeed, Allah is Ar-Raqib. He is a monitor over you. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and speak the truth in order for Him to accept us from our deeds and forgive us for our shortcomings. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved the greatest achievement. As to what follows, indeed, the best speech is the Book of Allah, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And the best guidance is that of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And of the worst affairs in our doctrinal system of Islam are the newly invented ones. For every newly invented affair in this situation is an innovation. And for every innovation is a form of going astray. And for every form of going astray is in the fire of hell. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. I am a Louisville-based RN going to Gaza in 2 weeks, inshallah. Would love to be able to take letters of love and hope from kids in our community to the displaced orphans in Gaza. Could we please make this happen through one of the masjid programs for kids? Jazakallah. This was a text that was sent to me in the middle of April by a nurse from our community, mashallah, tabarakallah, wanting to receive letters from the young men and women of this community out to the young men and women, young brothers and sisters, young jewels that are currently in Gaza. Letters from us to give to them. Emotions poured out. Du'as made on paper to give to them. To soften their hearts. Their hearts were already soft, mashallah, they're so resilient. But to brighten their day, to make their days brighter, to where they can feel that there are people that are thinking about them, that are calling on Allah for them. And alhamdulillah, many of you sitting here answered the call. But there was a challenge because there was a letter, there was another text that came in May. She was still there from April, and this came in May, in the middle of May, and it is as follows. Sheikh, we are stuck. We are stuck in Gaza. Because of the IOF, because the IOF has control over the Rafah border, the border between Gaza and Egypt. We're running out of fuel, food, and water. Please make dua. The bombs and gunfire and tank shelling is nonstop. The people of Rafah are suffering and being killed. They relentlessly bomb all the places they are told that are safe. Then, alhamdulillah, in May 18th, which was 8 days later, a text again. Assalamu alaikum. U.S. State Department evacuated us out of Gaza and we are now in Al-Quds, alhamdulillah. Thank you for sharing my stories. Our hearts are heavy. To have to leave our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Now we are experiencing IDF aggressions, sharing on my story. Sharing stories on their Instagram. Brothers and sisters, this is from a sister from our community that we had the privilege to even come and listen to live when she came here after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought her back. But there is one excerpt that I want to take from our conversation that was in front of many of you upon her return. She mentioned something in passing, but I stopped her to capitalize on a point that I want us all to remember that has a significance to these beautiful days. She started to talk about the day when she was leaving to Gaza back in April, when she wanted to collect the letters, or when she collected them and she was about to go, and how it was a moment for her husband, her family, to see her off. Then she proceeded on to talk about her trip, but I stopped her. And I said, hold on. Brothers and sisters, I turn to the audience, and I'm turning to you now, as though you were there. I said, brothers and sisters, do you realize this sister is leaving to Gaza, and she does not know if she will return? She is going there to help. She is an RN. She is using the profession that Allah has given her and her hard work to go and serve people that with common sense we know need it and more. Her husband, they don't know if she's going to return. You heard her say, we constantly hear the whistling and bombs. When you hear a bomb, you don't know exactly where it's going to drop. As a matter of fact, as she mentioned, as I've heard before, when the people in Gaza hear the bomb, it's a sense of relief because they know it's not going to land on them. But when they hear the whistling sound, you don't know where it's going to land. But capitalizing on the fact that she was leaving, not knowing if she's going to return, the bombs can easily land on her. Bombs are indiscriminate. It doesn't care who you are, what nationality you are, what profession you are. It doesn't matter. But if you're in that area, you're susceptible, you're able to be hit by the bomb. What's the significance of this? When we see in these beautiful days that we are in, these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of the last month of the Islamic calendar in which the Hajj is performed, particularly the 8th, 9th, and 10th day. We are currently in the 8th day. Now, your brothers and sisters, roughly it is 10 p.m. over there. They are in a place, a camp called Mina. And at this time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would join his prayers. He would join Dhuhr and Asr, and then Maghrib and Isha. And he would stay, and he would recite the Quran, he would make dhikr, and he would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to further get up the next day and head to Arafah, which is the 9th. Which is tomorrow for us, which is if one fasts, they receive the reward of the year before and the year after. But for them, they are in Arafah, and that is the day that some say is Hajj al-Akbar, and some say the 10th Eid is Hajj al-Akbar. But I want us to ponder over two things. First of them, the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being that He has given us this deen, this religion. And even when we look at the word deen, subhanAllah, as the Arabic is of the richest languages to exist, they say, ad-deen huwa deen. The religion is like a loan. It is something that Allah has given you. It is a virtue that He has given you. And what do you quote unquote owe Him from that? The deen, the religion of Islam, is a virtue. It's a fadl. It is a gift that Allah has given you. And the way that Allah gives you this gift is by putting something in your heart to quote unquote spiritually awaken you or spiritually renew you. Wallahi, we are in a time right now, particularly in these days of being reminded of the 10 days, because we just recently, about a month and a half ago, were spiritually uplifted of any time of the year. Now this is the time, through the wisdom of Allah, an opportunity for spiritual renewal, enrichment, to where you think of these 10 days, and if you haven't heard the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said that there are no days that the good deeds are done in days better than these 10. These are the best 10 days of the year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if ta'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wal fajr wa layalin ashr. He swears by the daybreak and he says, I swear by the 10 nights. And scholars say, Ibn Abbas al-Hanma says it's the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The best 10 nights are the 10 nights in Ramadan. So when looking at this blueprint of the Sharia, of the deen of Islam, and how it's quote unquote on purpose, that it is structured this way, brothers and sisters, it is incumbent, important, crucial for us to know and to try our best to keep alive and renew within our hearts that the deen of Islam is here to make us better people. Simple. We don't want to trivialize or complicate it. The religion of Islam, praying five times a day, reading the Quran, greeting your neighbor, getting to know their names. If you punch in late, you mention that you punch in late with the intention to punch in on time, knowing that Allah is the one that is giving you this job, thinking of the name Ar-Razzaq. All of this is part of the fabric of Islam. And when one incorporates it internally, being their belief system, the introspection, thinking about themselves and their deeds, what they've done, good, bad, and ugly, and they hold themselves accountable for the bad And they thank Allah for the good, not attributing it only to themselves. This is Islam. You don't attribute it to another prophet, to another person. You give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Islam. When you do this in your prayer, you prostrate. You pray at least 5 times a day. You give 2.5% of your annual earnings if you are eligible. This is Islam. That 2.5% can alleviate the suffering of the world, not a nation, of the world. This is the intention of the Sharia. When we look at the word Sharia, it even means that which is nourishing of the soul. Sharia means like a water hole. So what is the connection? That when one practices this deen, the Sharia, it nourishes the soul, the fitrah. It aligns and refines it. So every single thing that we do in our daily practice, it's an opportunity to be nourished. We sitting here now, listening to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listening to the message of Islam, staying silent because the kids, we know we're supposed to. But if we alter that intention and say, you know what? I hope Allah is pleased with what I'm doing. Oh Allah, be pleased with me. That is how the soul is nourished. Instead of thinking that it's a burden. That is how the soul is nourished. You seek the prayer because you know that is the key to nourishment and fulfillment of the soul. Not finding the prayer burdensome. And that is where Hajj has so much wisdom in it. Wallahi. Those of you that have made Hajj, you know probably one of the hardest days is the day of Muzdalifah or the day of Tawaf al-Ifadah, where you circumambulate in the middle of your ceremonial practices on the day of Eid. The day of Eid, the 10th day, you're doing many different deeds. You're leaving from Mina, coming back to Mecca, and everyone particularly is making Tawaf, circumambulating the Kaaba at that time. But there are certain wisdoms that we see within the Sharia, the deen of Islam, so we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. When we look at this day today, the 8th day is called Yawm al-Tarwiyah. لِأَنْهُمْ يَرْوُونَ وَيَزْهَدُونَ فِي الْمَاءِ. They, on the 8th day, the pilgrims would leave Mecca and they would go to Mina in this encampment and they would gather water. They would gather water because on their journey to Muzdalifah, Arafah, there's no water in that area. So they would gather the water, irwa, yani nourishments. Irwa, arwa, to nourish themselves. They call it Yawm al-Tarwiyah, which is interesting because in actions of worship, Allah gives sometimes the introduction. For example, wudu. An introduction to the salah. Although wudu in and of itself is worship. When we look at, subhanAllah, the day of Muzdalifah, for example, when the pilgrims leave Mina, and then they go to Arafah. And in the day of Arafah, that is the 9th day. That is the day the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Hajju Arafah. Hajj is Arafah. They stay there and it is recommended to do your best in making dua. To think of anything and everything and think of a name of Allah associated with it. And call on Him profusely. Be uncomfortable with it. Say whatever. This is the day. As we say the 27th, when we try to find it, that is the day, along with other days, but these days are special when one calls on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they call on this beautiful day. At sundown, they go to Muzdalifah. Min haythu afadha an-nas. He says, then go and rush as all the people are rushing, wastaghfirullah, and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one wisdom, subhanAllah, Muzdalifah. All the men are in two garments called ihram. Two garments, two big white towels, if you will. And they're all sleeping. Wallahi, this is the closest that you will see of people in their graves. When they're buried in ihram. If you ever had, and I use the word opportunity, because in Islam, when one dies, you bury them in ihram or you bury them in a white shroud. You bury them in a white shroud. When you see hundreds of people laying down, sleeping in white, wallahi, that is a reminder. And that's from the hikam, the wisdom of the deen of Islam. And lastly, we're looking at the Sharia, which is the first point when we ponder over this religion, as we mentioned some points, is the fact of welcoming uncomfortability. It is important that the Muslim knows that life should not be comfortable. There should be spurts, if you will, of uncomfortability. Waking up for Salat al-Fajr in the cold weather, and some of us, our hot water doesn't come on until a couple of minutes. In the cold weather, uncomfortability. But there's reward in that. When you are in Hajj, from the wisdom of it being impermissible to shave your head or to pluck your hair when you are in the state of ihram, or to cut your nails, or to put on any fragrance, is to, for lack of better words, bring you back to your essence. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will yaqulu tafatahum. When Allah says when they perform the Hajj and then they cleanse themselves, that they cleanse themselves, the tafath. And the scholars say that it's clipping the nails, cutting the hair, cleansing themselves from the practice of Hajj. Because probably 2 or 3 days you haven't taken a bath. Some of us may see that as blasphemous. But if it's for something greater, you're focused on something to the degree, brothers and sisters, to where you don't even take a shower. You are feeling the moment. You're present within the moment. That uncomfortability. And that is what is important in the life of the Muslim. So firstly, looking at this wisdom of the Sharia, as we see on this beautiful day of the 8th, preparation for worship. As we see in Islam, there's preparation for worship, which is worship in and of itself. And the uncomfortability is a condition for us to reach to the next level. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Alhamdulillahi ala ihsanihi wa shukrulahu ala tawfiqihi wa imtinani. So what was read earlier in this message by our beloved sister that was the RN that went to Gaza, and she was trapped in Gaza for about a month and then came back, alhamdulillah, and she was able to get the letters to our brothers and sisters in Gaza that some of you young men and brothers and sisters in this community wrote to them, alhamdulillah, they received it, was the issue of what we see on the day of Nahr, of the reenactment or doing what was done from one of the prophets, being Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that is when Ibrahim alayhi salam mentioned to his son, we find in the chapter of Safat, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, when Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said to his son, inni ara fil manami anni adhbahuka fanzur madha tara. Ibrahim said to his son, O my son, I see in a dream I was ordered to slaughter you. And what did his son respond? قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. What was his son's response? O my dear father, Abati, not Abi. In Arabic, Abi means my father. Abati means my dear, respected, honorable father. And if you notice, this is the same way that Ibrahim called his non-Muslim father that tried to kill him, Abati. So Ismail said, oh my dear father, do as you have been ordered, you will find me of the patient. So pondering over this, brothers and sisters, we hear this story all the time. This is a symbol of Ibrahim ordered to sacrifice his son. But think about it. Islam does not rely on the tangible things. The things we can encounter with our senses, what we can touch, smell, feel. Islam does not rely solely and initially on our intellectual exercise. What do I mean? What kind of God would order a man that is his best friend, Khalil, to slaughter his son? Intellectual exercise. What kind of God? It is as though you're asking a rhetorical question to say, that's not God. Or that's not mercy. Or that's not love. What kind of test is that? It is not upon us to rely solely, only on our intellect, our mind, when it comes to the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do we raise our hands here when we pray? Why do we pray 5 times a day? Why do we wash past our elbows? Why don't we wash our whole body? Why is it 2.5% for zakat? Why? I don't know. Allahu a'lam. And I'm fine with not knowing because my lack of knowledge in these particular issues relies on the Creator. And that's what's so beautiful about Islam, that is your source. So we see here, brothers and sisters, that when Ismail said that, you will find me of the patient, then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? After Ibrahim told him, I saw my dream, I was ordered to slaughter you, Ismail said, inshallah, oh my dear father, you'll find me from the patient. And it's interesting from the patient because one could say, hey, my dad. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reassured all of us with a verb that is magnificent. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينِ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقَتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after Ibrahim and Ismail made that exchange, he said, when they both submitted, aslama, how did they both submit? Ibrahim stayed in allegiance to the message of God, even though it may have seemed to us intellectually incompatible. Ismail, with his patience with what his father had ordered him, sons, daughters, patience with his father, he said, you will find me of the patient. Inshallah. Inshallah from the patient. Trusting in Allah and an emotional response. Look at that. Then Allah said, when they both submitted. And then Allah gets a little more descriptive. And he laid him down on his little jabin. And then Allah called out to him, Ya Ibrahim. Stop. He didn't say stop. He said, Ya Ibrahim. You have fulfilled the dream. Saddaqta ru'ya. And then Allah tells all of us, إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This is how we reward the doers of beauty. And I love the word beauty for muhsin. Why? Because hasuna linguistically means that which is beautiful. And ihsan means excellence. Meaning that when one does their best, when they know it is for Allah, and their initial reason is, God, I just want you to be happy with me. I don't care about anything else. Everything else is secondary. Everything and everyone is secondary. God, I just want you to be happy with me. That's my primary concern. That's the muhsin. That's the muhsin. And that, Allah says, this is how we reward the muhsinin. Now notice, which is the second theme. The first one was pondering over this deen and its beautiful signs. The second is sacrifice. Ibrahim sacrifice what he knew when sacrificing himself, about to sacrifice his son. When we sacrifice from ourselves for ourselves, this is worship. Sacrifice from what we have to give for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah, for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, in these 10 days, and that is how we are from the muhsinin, inshallah. In these 10 days, brothers, one thing in these 10 days, I ask and request myself, all of us, to do one thing that is uncomfortable. Just one. If you haven't prayed witr, pray witr. If you have not knocked on the door of your neighbors and introduced yourself, do it. One thing that is uncomfortable. Send a text to the person that you have problems with. One of your coworkers that you don't get along with, say a good word to them. Call them by their first name. It's something. One uncomfortable thing that you know Allah will be pleased with. Do it. Because these are the best 10 days. And what can help you is pondering over the beauty of this religion and knowing that that sacrifice from yourself is for something much greater. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم صل وسلم على المسلمين اللهم صل وسلم على المسلمين اللهم صل المستضعفين في كل مكان oh Allah help our brothers and sisters destitute in غزة يا رب العالمين help our brothers and sisters in غزة يا رب العالمين keep their hearts firm with إيمان يا رب العالمين and make them from the patient make us from the patient with your predestination يا رب العالمين help our brothers and sisters in all the far east and far western parts of the world يا رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى واعتد لحاذ بالمناكب سد الخلق شين اللايز كم كوز الوان اللي بليز كوز الجابس الله أكبر سبحانك الله تبارك اسمه وتعالى جند بلا إله غير عظيم لك مشي بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر حياة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله